It had to happen one day, and the day was today, I'm afraid. I arrived at the pool, bright and early. I was very excited. As I came through the tunnel and the lighter just opened up in front of me, I saw Vince, already in his swimming trunks, coming up the long side of the pool to the deep end, and I was pretty sure he was actually going to dive in. So I quickly grabbed my digital audio recorder, switched it on. It takes a while until it loads, and then a light starts blinking, and then you've got to press a button and test whether it's actually recording, and then press the button again. And I thought I'd pressed it twice, but as it happens, I probably didn't. But I'll tell you why, because at the same time as he was going to dive in, I wanted to take a photograph of him diving in and catch him in midair and record the sound of the splash. And he actually even said he was going to shout something in midair. And, you know, we had a laugh about it. And Sue Rentel was also there watching it, and we had a good laugh about it. But as it happens, I really captured him in midair, but I didn't capture any of the sound, which is a pity. But there you go. I'm only 1 week into reporting from the Lido. And as I said, you know, I got very excited and doing, well, multitasking, I suppose you can call it, is what I wanted to do and I intended to do and failed at, sadly. But I can report that the water temperature is really still very cold. In fact, I guess it's colder than yesterday. Some people were swimming less than today. Mr. Bubbles did 14 laps yesterday, and today he owned up to dropping a bit and only doing 12 laps, which is still a lot. Believe me, it's a lot. I mean, I barely managed 4. My hands were getting far too cold. And in fact, I was colder today standing around before I got in than I was yesterday. I guess it's psychological as well. The sun is out, the sky's blue, and you just feel warmer. You think you're supposed to feel warm. But it was a beautiful swim, and then the sauna was pretty crowded. But there's always kind of a nice banter happening in the sauna and exchange of laughs and stories. And so that was pretty good. But what else can I tell you? There were quite a few people there, and it was, as always, a really nice atmosphere. So if you haven't been up to the Lido this year, then I urge you to come up, test your courage, jump in, do a length, do a width, do whatever you want, experience the sauna, and have fun. It's all about having fun at the Lido, being part of a beautiful community up there. And so again, I urge you to come and stay tuned. Tomorrow, my report will be straight from the Lido again, and I'm sure I'll have lovely things to report. So bye for now.